This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Sasibikile isikhathi se-Interfreight Table. Last week sidingida khona indaba ezakhayo. Sisuke siphakamisa ke ingaphakathi sikhulisa ingaphakathi actually spiritual growth sinakekela ngendlela esimanga. So ke angihambi ngedwa. Namhlanje khona ke uSibonelo ukhona ke naye ke uNtando all the way from eChitionji. Hey sibusisiwe bazalwane ukuthi ke sihamba sina ma China because the MUT Interfaith isifaka sonke kuyenza show ukuthi ke wonke umuntu included because at the end of the day igazi linye umphefumulo uwodwa and Christ needs all of us. So we praise the Lord even for nations, for families, for inhlanga nje zonke. Diversity zenza nje kube kuhle when it comes to a spiritual life as uNkulunkulu ekwenze futhi ngokukuthanda wathi ke kohle. Ngiyacela ukubingelela ngamkele ama guest wam anamhlanje in the name of the Most High Redeemer. Siyaphila kakhulu ninjani? Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Bengithi uthi akumnandi ukuba lekhacise ngaphuza ukuthi into ufunani.
Kanjani manje? Kanjani? Bese ngizomjaja nami umsebenzi wenkosi wejudgment ngizenzele wona.
So okay, today Dando, we're going to be having a very interesting topic and also inspiring one because at the end of the day we are the children of God and we are seeking for his kingdom and also the righteousness in order for us ukuthi ke sibone imphumele emihle ama fruits from the Most High Redeemer.
Amen.
So ke as abantu laba kaNkuluNkulu ke ngese sikushiye ngaphandle ukuqinisa ke indaba yokholo ukuthi ke uliqinisa kanjani ukholo lakho. Siyayidinga kakhulu ke. The reason why we chose this topic is because now we are heading into graduation. Yes, of course, because as we are writing, I'm a letter we already ekubhaleni kuphela ekubhaleni kodwa ke sibhekile ukuthi ke siyafuna nokukhonyeliswa nokuqheliswa. So as mina nje ngenza my third year baningi futhi abenze their final years, so ke iphepha nje lokugcina kuhlezi naloyo nto leyo ukuthi eyinkosi ngiyanyakaziswa ngisho okholweni lami manje. So ke sizokhuluma ukuthi ke siliqinisa kanjani ukholo njengomzalwane ukuthi hey wemzalwane engase uthembe manje emandleni akho awusamthembini uNkulunkulu. So nje ngicela ukumnikeza ke uMr. Chichonji ukuthi ke mhlambe ke before singene ku topic yanamhlanje nje isiphi isisekelo esiright obona ukuthi sifanele ukuthi ke umfundi nomfundi noma umzala nomzalwane yaqinise ngalokholo lakhe.
Okay, wamuhle umbuzo. Number one, thank you again for ukubala. Thank you for the opportunity. Abazalwane ekhaya and to the studio as well. Kamala Nguntando kaNdimande, I am representing Shin Chonji. Muzo funu fagis China kakhulu. Shin Chonji, Church of Jesus. Shin Chonji stands for New Heaven and New Earth.
And New Earth.
Yes, as it is promised in Revelations chapter 21. However, because the church originated in South Korea in 1984, obviously they named it nge Korean, which is Shin Chonji. Kahle kahle, it's Shin Chonji. Yes, it's the Korean language
south,
actually. South Korea.
North in the south.
Okay, yeah, right. But Shincheonji is from South Korea. But because of Amanda is Shincheonji has spread throughout the world.
Yeah.
And I believe now we are in well over 80 countries around the world. Lana in South Africa, there are 12 branches to the church. Durban, PMB, Johannesburg, Cape Town, Qabeja, and then you've got each and every city essentially. Okay. And the core thing to Shincheonji, or the reason why Shincheonji exists, number one, founded according to revelation and according to the Bible. Mm-hmm. And what Shincheonji believes in, obviously, is God, Jesus. Mm-hmm. But most importantly is that all the promises that God and Jesus have made in the New Testament, God has fulfilled.
Yeah.
And, you know, every time the chairman speaks, he also always speaks about what God has fulfilled in Revelation at this time, knowing who we are according to the Bible.
Yeah.
Have I, as a believer, been created according to the Bible?
Yes.
That is a question that, you know, one must ask themselves. And just to maybe share just a bit, like we've had through, we ourselves, we've got our own, biblical courses, which we offer to all believers free of charge, because Jesus says freely you received and freely you shall give.
Yeah.
And over the past 4 years, we've consecutively had more than 110,000 people graduating every single year.
If it's with, a school,
actually, it's called the Zion Christian Mission Center.
Oh, okay.
But it is a full-on theological institution that is run by the church.
Right.
And of course, the objective is umfowethu nami, for all of us to be grounded in the word. You know, there's nothing as sad as, you know, Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 10 verses 2, he says, I testify that they've got the zeal, but it's zeal without knowledge, which means you can work and, you know, be active, but are you doing it? Yes. Which then goes back to Matthew 7 verses 21. Many will say, Lord, Lord. It's not all that say, Lord, Lord, that would enter the kingdom of heaven, but those that do the will of God.
The will of God.
But then,
it must be for you to know the will of God, you have to eat the word.
You have to know the word.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why as well, the power of learning and being one with the word and understanding who you are according to the word is so vital.
Yes.
And that's what makes Shinchanji breathe and live, and live, is being able to testify the will of God within the Bible. Yeah.
And they're so diligent, shame. On Facebook also.
Yeah, actually. Yeah,
even my social platforms. And I heard that you are writing a book. Is it an article? What is that? Is that a newspaper?
Yeah, so we've got, obviously in the church, we've got Blessed Times of South Africa. So it's like our internal newspaper that we do. But Uchairman has written, I don't know how many books. He's written books about, there's a book called The Creation Books, where it details about the creation of the heavens and the earth.
Amazing.
I'm not too sure actually where you can find a copy. We are fortunate enough that we have access to the copy. But he's written quite a lot, and he continues to write. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the interesting thing is, that are graduating with us, a lot of them are actually pastors. In Southern Africa, I think in the last graduation, I think we had like about 5,584 pastors.
So many.
That actually learned through us. And what they've learned, they've been able to take and to implement in their churches, because that's what the chairman wants. So it's
spreading the gospel.
Yes, let's learn, know completely.
Yeah.
You don't have to become part of the church, but you can go what you've learned, and you can go implement within your congregation as well, so that they can also have a perfect understanding of the word and unkulunkulu and be able to enter heaven. So that's like the amazing thing that, of course, we've been able to accomplish as new heaven and new earth. Church of Jesus
Christ.
Church of
Pushing
Jesus.
The gospel,
yes.
Doing the graduations.
Amen.
Doing all the work of the
We
Lord.
Are graduating. I think either end of this month or beginning of next month, the dates haven't been confirmed.
Yeah.
But I am assuming it might be 120,000 people this time. I'm not too sure of the number, but that's
Are they studying online?
No. Okay. So it happens both ways. In Durban, I know, people study physically.
Okay.
So uhambo loNkulunkulu is not, it's not an easy journey.
Yeah.
The nice thing about studying physically is a person is, you have to make the choice to choose God. Because you have to make sure what the transport you provide. Yeah. You have to make sure what you are there on time.
Yeah.
More online, it's easy to just log in, do whatever you're doing.
Because,
you know, but more physical, you can focus, you can understand this truly for what it is.
Yeah.
So it is very nice actually to see people coming and overcoming our situations and our circumstances as well.
Mm-hmm.
all until the time where people graduate.
All right. So thank you so much, Ntando. Let's just go to a dollar. Then we'll come back. According to his own understanding, if faith, if as
Listen live online.
MUT Radio, streaming live on mut.ac.za/MUT-radio. Click on the Listen Live button. MUT Radio.
Now you can't even hear God speak to you because you didn't have a breastplate on. The Apostle Paul says holiness is your breastplate.
Our time is 45 minutes after the hour of 10 here in MUT Interfaith with me, Novosia Goba. I really appreciate abazalwane that are confirming ukuthi ke bahlezi nami nje.
Catch Novosia Goba on MUT Interfaith every Sundays from 10 to 12.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Thank you so much. Our time right now is 30 minutes after the hour of 11, right here on MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future. I greet you if you just joined. We are on time because our topic today is based on indaba your call. Nisa kanjani ukholo lakho ziningi izinto abantu baqhisa ngazo ukholo. Sibe naye ke uNtando esichazela ukuthi hayi ke yena kukhona ke lezi lapha yathi the book of Revelation abahambisa ke ngalo as it teach you nje that Church of Jesus Christ. Ngiyakubingelela sibonelo ngomkele in MUT Interfaith.
Yebo, ninjani?
Siyaphila, singezwa kuwe.
Ah, ngiyaphila nami, ngiyaphila nami.
Yes.
So njengoba kade ungubuzile ukuthi uliqinisa kanjani
ukholo
zomuntu. Mina ngizokhuluma ngento engiyazi like my own personal journey.
Okay.
So mina ngizalelwanga kwi salvation yabo ekhaya abaphila ngendlela totally different from mina lengiphila ngayo
manje. Okay.
So when it comes to ngangibuyele esontweni ngiqala ngilungisa into zami nami I had to learn. Yabo I had to learn ukuthi kahle kahle lento engithi mina ngiyayilandela that I claim ukuthi ngiyamkholelwa uNkulunkulu ungubani yena. Like know your creator.
Yes.
Ayikho into eqinisa ngokuthini umazi uNkulunkulu.
Ungamazi ngokuthini? Yeah.
Ngokufunda iBhayibheli kuphela. Yabo. Into esebhayibhelini iy'tori zabantu abaphila like Moses nobani bani. Yabo. Lokho kuyasiza ya ukuthola iclue but you must know uGod wena specifically ukuthi okay mina njengoba ngikhole uNkulunkulu usenzeni kimi. Yabo. Uyobani usengisizephi nanokuthi why futhi ngikhole. Yabo iprize yokukhola ukuunderstand ana neprize yokukhola yabo iyona indlela mhlawumbe okwazi ukuqinisa ngayo ukukhola because ngathini kuyenzeka ukuthi siyasonta yabo siyasonta siyahambisana yabo uma siyakhona but when it comes to ifaith yabo le nto esenza ukuthi sigcine sesirelya kwi-understanding yethu noma ekwazini kwethu ukuthi like izinto sifuna ukuzenza sifuna ukuzenza ngokuthi thina si understand kangakanani noma mina nginama capabilities sizama kangakanani
yes
isitha esilwa naso which is the devil isitha esilwa naso si exist since the beginning of time saqala ukumoshwa umuntu between uAdam noEva so yabo ukuthi ukudela naloyo umuntu noma leyo type of spirit uyamdinga uNkulunkulu
exactly
yabo. So you have to grow kuyona yonke lento ye yokholwa nanina
yes know your God so ufakazela nje izwi laphaya la David emengabe thike uDavid wayeqinisa ngoNkulunkulu ukuthi nje there is no other hope there is no other thing umuntu angakwazi ukuthi ayiqinise ngaphandle kokuthi nje abambelele kwinkosi yenkazimulo knowing uNkulunkulu wakhe
yebo ke yebo ngilelo naleli elithi angeke uphile ngesinkwa kuphela yabo ukuthi umuntu akakwazi ukuphila ngesinkwa kuphela
yeah
enoqinise kwizimo esibhekana nazo mina ngumazi kwami uNkulunkulu imensality iphisi inaphisi engayithola when it comes to ukubuyela esontweni
yeah yabo. Confirmation
confirmation was like
yeah
since sengisonda kunomuntu esengikholelwa ke nabona noma sekufika ziphi inkingi singakwazi ukuqina okholweni ukuthi hayi noma kukubi kukuhle uNkulunkulu ukhona yabo this is how you grow kuthini who interact in a band, like going to church, talking to a band versus on doing, researching about the Bible, reading books, watching videos, yabo. Young girl learned to be part because yabo. The reason why is as pilang ngalendlela yasemhlabeni ingoba sasi business into zasemhlabeni sasifocus ekuzona senza zona yabo so it's at the same principle ya apply nangala kule nto yenkolo ye salvation no the same principle owayisebenzisa ukwenza izinto zomhlaba isebenzisa spend more time kule zinto lezi zenkolo that's how you are going to grow kuyona yonke lento le yokholwa nanana
zinikele wholeheartedly.
Amen.
It's very important because as abantwana baNkulunkulu, we have to love God with all our hearts, all our strength, our soul, our everything.
Yes.
So ngeke ngazibuza ke mina ukuthi mangabe kuthiwa you have to love God with all those things. Ukuthanda ukwenza njani? Ukuthanda ukuthi uinveste lapho phinde futhi ke ukwenze okhombisa ukulalela kahle kahle to obey the commandment of your master. And to allow when uti uti die to self for the sake of the one umthandayo ukuthi ke a dominate in your life. That is love. Yabona.
Yeah.
So is there anything mhlambe ntando esingay expect mhlambe based on the graduations or other things nje mhlambe umuntu angakwazi ukuthi in the long run akwazi ukuthi abe part of it?
Okay, I actually wanted to add
to what's on for it, umlilo.
You know, as you were saying, I was just reminded of you know, I think it's in First Timothy. This is good and pleasing God our Father, that all people may come to know him and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I just really wanted to share Laomaz as well, enter to Yeshua with him. Like ukumazi uNkulunkulu, it's like the fundamental thing. Ekhaya we were traditional, but I had questions about tradition that people couldn't answer. I also had questions about inkolo that people couldn't. For instance, ubaba wami ehleze ngokuzinto ntanda ngimfuna umfana weSlim. Le ncwadi yeBhayibheli ikhuluma abantwana baka Israel. Manje wena uhlanganaphi no Israel? And you know, I didn't have an answer for him.
Shuthi bonke abazali bayafana.
Shuthi bayafana yabo. But it's only when I got to understand inhliziyo kaNkulunkulu, even in creating isizwe sika Israel ukuthi kwakuyini nokuthi uqhamukaphi uIsrael, like that's the only time all my eyes were open. It's all how ma iBhayibheli actually since the beginning it had everything to do with me. And you know, even uNkulunkulu choosing abantwana baka-Israel, he still had me in mind because he wanted to use them as kingdom and priest to rule and govern the entire world, including isizwe sakaZulu. But anyways, I was just reminded which has there's so much power in knowing uNkulunkulu and knowing inhliziyo kaNkulunkulu as well. Like I just wanted to add.
So add abafo kuloko kutsini ukuthi kunamandla amaningi ekwazini uNkulunkulu, because if umazi uNkulunkulu ugcina so understand nanokuthi wena ukuthanda kangakanani. Yabo understand le nto ye cross. Yabo like that is when ulena uNkulunkulu understand the cross. Was kahle kahle lapha
umsebenza wenza Calvary
uthanda sasingalidizive yabo because wathini wathi baba baxolele ngoba abakwazi abekwenza wayesho ukubona labantu ababe impressive abem crucify lapha so yabo ukuthi like uNkulunkulu unothando lingakanani when us come to umuntu yonke leyo nto mina into engangengiyithola ukuba mhlawumbe iBhayibheli bengalifunde bengaresearch nani
uyabona ukuthi kodwa nabo the interesting thing, I'm sorry to divert, but the interesting thing with that is mucabanga ukuthi who killed Jesus?
Hayibo.
That's the thing, because it was abantwana baka Israel who were waiting for lomsindiso othenjisiwe. But esefika umsindiso othenjisiwe, they didn't believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't believe. Yeah. And we are born with, oh, at that time, asebe bambelele, kwama position abo, asebe bambelele, like in what they expected, not squeezil gang kulunkulu. Because if Jesu bam check according to izwi ligang kulunkulu, they would have seen with, oh, nangulo tinjisil. Yeah, in John 1 from verses 45, fushone zanti, when the disciples meet uJesu, ngenkatsebe yobizana, abasho but the first thing Peter said, Philip said to Nathaniel was, we have found the one whom the prophets wrote about, whom our ancestor Moses spoke about. Mm-hmm. They understood, oh, now God is fulfilling the promise that he made, you know, which is then, even when you look at the Bible programs that we do at Shinchonji at the Mission Center, it's about a promise ka Jesu for this time 18. Mm-hmm. How would you know if it has fulfilled? Would you believe if it has fulfilled? Because the reason why God has given us the entire Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 11, it says, it is history, warnings, and examples for us.
We have a full package.
You know?
She's called, she's called of life.
So, not just life, but thinking about unkulunkulu, because the Bible has promises. And when God fulfills, do we know the promises, number one? Mm-hmm. And when God fulfills, the most importantly, will we believe?
Yeah,
because we can know. At the first coming, they knew there was someone we were expecting. But when God fulfilled, Ubanlo was in Nazareth. What's the town of Nazareth? What good can come out of Nazareth? But abasabugut unkulunkulu tembisile and unkulunkulu zokwalis ngendlela efuno yena. Nothing about us. Then it even begs the question, in our time today, do we really know the will and the promises of God? And that's the nice thing when you come to learn the word, even with Revelation, what is it all about? Yes. What does it have to do with us?
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like the future.
Yeah, it is a promise. Yeah. But little promise will not stay a promise forever. God will fulfill. But how will we know what once God fulfills? Yeah. It's all in the Bible.
You don't want to learn from there.
Yeah, it's all in the Bible.
If you believe, you will know.
Well, they believed at the first coming as well, but still killed Jesus. So you have to know according to the word.
Oh,
that's the thing. You have to be certain. Yeah, an interesting thing. So this is just like an interesting topic. Big two of an rapture. Gomsa 24, 25.
Even though it's scriptural, no one will know the day. Oh,
but ekugcineni kosuku. Like people, and I'm not dissing anyone, but people did believe.
Oh, yeah.
People did believe it's hectic.
Abazalwane,
they still did believe. Ogusho khona ukuthi, you know, for most of us, if faith is actually not based on izwi likaNkulunkulu. Because if it was based on izwi likaNkulunkulu, yini ezongizamazamisa.
Awukwazi nokuthi
akekho oyowazi usuku lesikhathi.
So there's into it. Know who you are according to the Bible. Know ubani uNkulunkulu according
to the Bible. And you won't know that without reading the Word of God. I always recommend mina bantu ntando ukuthi, why don't you just read the word of God in order for you to be safe? Because they're ending up, they are seeking for the kingdom of God, reading the word of God. Without going through the entire Bible.
Yeah, but also if you, I'm sure you guys have read the book of Acts. There's a verse I like, Acts chapter 8.
Yeah.
There was an Ethiopian eunuch from verse 26, actually. There was an Ethiopian eunuch.
I love that so much.
That story.
Yeah.
Like,
I read up of that. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, wasuke Ethiopia to Jerusalem. Mm. That's a 4,000 kilometer journey.
Yes.
One way.
Look at the transport.
And like he's in a chariot.
Yes.
And you know, when he goes, the Bible says he had gone to worship God. Mm-hmm. And then on his way back, Unkulunkulu sent his spirit to instruct to Philip to go and stay near this chariot. Umangabu Philip esondela la uyazi ukuthi lendoda le, by the way, it's not just any ordinary man. Mm-hmm. It's an Ethiopian eunuch who's in charge of the treasury yase Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a minister basically. But Unkulunkulu thuma u Philip, who's like a no one,
mm-hmm.
to go and to stay. Philip, with this guy, is reading from the book of Isaiah, prophet Isaiah. And then Philip Ambos, do you understand what you are reading? Do you know what was the response? He said, how can I understand unless there is someone to teach me? How can I understand unless there is someone to teach me? Mm-hmm. And then why some Hlaba Mbuzo? The Ethiopian eunuch, why say Hlaba uLontunja u Philip Mbuzo? What's he? Who is this prophet speaking about here? Is he speaking about himself or someone else? And then it says, from that very time, u Philip then started telling him about the good news of uJesu. Mm-hmm. Because what had happened at that time, ukuthi ufunda u Philip. Ufunda u Isaiah. Isaiah is a promise. In that promise, kutshengiswe mayelana nokufika kuka Jesu. It's one of the prophets. Abathembisa ngokufika, actually all of them did. But Isaiah is one of the first prophets. Asibabonayo kwiBhayibheli. And u Philip now knows the reality of that promise. Ukuthi actually, in the promise it said 1, 2, 3, 4. But the reality was fulfilled ngokufika kaJesu. But imagine there was no matter what ilifunda kangakanani iBhayibheli, unless he met uPhilip, kwangeke kuze kube khona lokho kuqonda. Ngoba uPhilip was the one who saw and who heard and could be able to give like the testimony about the fulfillment of the Old Testament. You know? So there's a lot, but even today, okay, it's fine, but
God. Say one of my miracles, Christ says, God is faithful at all times. So Hamba Seto, then we'll come back with carrying on with that interfaith table.
This is MUT Radio. Go, go. Shape and own your future. You're listening to MUT Radio.
Now you can't even hear God speak to you because you didn't have a breastplate on. The Apostle Paul says holiness is your breastplate.
Our time is 45 minutes after the hour of 10 here in MUT Interfaith with me, Nobuhle Koba. I really appreciate abazalwane that are confirming ukuthi-ke bahlezi nami nje.
Catch Nobuhle Koba on MUT Interfaith every Sundays from 10 to 12.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Our time right now is 47 minutes after the hour of 11 right here in MUT Radio, shaping all the future. It's time for the interfaith table where we're based about indaba yokholos. Ningiki izinto abantu abazenzayo as you're heading to the examinations. Abanye baqinisa ke ukholo ke ngendlela yesintu, abanye baqinisa ukholo ke ngonkulunkulu as David did ukuthi ke ngaziqinisa ngonkulunkulu wami. So ke at 0681608832 uliqinisa kanjani ke ukholo lwa. And also, we had the prayer la. And amandla kakhulu, I would love to remind umlaleli of the word of God, esibenalo, of which is Amahubo 23. Kuthi ke nawe ungamenza uJehova abe ngumalusi wakho. Khona ke la uCosmos Dube ke hamba ke naye ke uDaughter of Zion ngale phesheya kompopo. Ngiyathanda ukubingelela Cosmos in the name of the Master.
Sibingelele. Bonke abantu egameni lika Jesu esibonga ithuba esiliphiwe lokuthi sibe khona lana sizokhuluma sinike platform ukuthi sizokhuluma nje si encourage abantu njengoba sibheke kuma exam ikuphi akumele bakwenze noma ikuphi ekufanele bakulandele so thina singabantu vele abakholelwa kuJesu ngiphela so sinalento ethi kumele ucele konke kuNkulunkulu but akusho ukuthi ungafundi ngoba uvethana uphasa ungafundanga but you need to pray ukuthi uNkulunkulu akwenzele izinto zibelula for example uma ukuthi uyafunda abone inkinga yokuthi ube nenkinga yokuzela yokulala mawuthandaza uNkulunkulu ucela ukuthi akuvikele kulezo zinto not ukuthi akwenze uyophasa ungafundanga but ukwenza ukuthi akuvikele entweni kanjalo aphinde alekelele kuthenini akunike lawo mandla ukuthi ufunde into ezobiphuma ngakusasa uthi uyafunda lokho kade uzama ukufunda kungafundeki kufundeke lokho uNkulunkulu afuna uyokuphasa ngakusasa akuzenzakaleli but ukuthi uguqe ukholwe kuzokwenzeka amen
ufunde ungathini kumuntu othi mina kosami ukholwa kamsekwenye level I believe in miracles
into efana naleyo ngiyaye ngithi mina into ekuthiwa inhlanhla yikho ngoba nginokholelwa kuthenini yonke into yenzeka ngentando kaNkuluNkulu so uNkuluNkulu ake ayikho into ekuthiwa inhlanhla kusuke kuNkuluNkulu osuke ekulekelela ukuthi ube kuleso stage okusona sempilo so engingakusho nje ukuthi yesi bengasho ukuthi bakholelwa kuma miracles but mele bekhumbule ukuthi uNkulunkulu uya influence ekuthenini kwenzeke and akwenzeki nje just you have to do something ukuze kwenzeke
yes thank you so much there was Cosmos wakadu bedotha according to your own understanding noma your own belief ikuphi nje ungakusho ukuthi ke mina nasi xazululo sami sekuziqinisa wokholweni lami noma ke nje yipi solution yakho ezomzalwane
okay ngiyabingelela egameni lika Jesu libizo lakhe ngikhathlise ntawana
wow okay amen
okay ngale topic esikhuluma ngayo namhlanje into engayisho mina ukuthi into ebalekile it's your relationship with Jesus
yes
ubalekile kakhulu ukuthi uzo zonke izimo uthandaze because ngikholela ukuthi mawumzalwane ukuthandaza ayona into omele uyikhunjuzo o omele like uyitshela ukuthi like
it's a lifestyle actually
it's something that you have to do yabo ingakho Jesu ethi uma nithandaza not if you pray say when you pray
when you pray
so
that's powerful
yeah na noma sizobhala ama exam kanjena you must remember ukuthi uyathandaza kuzo zonke izinto
as a child of the most high
in everything siyathandaza
sibekwe sisekele
and then Nkosi izosekela
amen thank you so much igama lakho uRatile
ngikhahlise ntawana
oh ngikhahlise ntawana what a beautiful name ngikhahlise ntawana ama voices ene ngizwe ngathashile nje nikhuleke kakhulu lapha ya eBTGSM
sibe silwa nayo yonke imoya ukuthi kubalwe
engaphazamisa ama exam
engaphazamisa ama exam
yeah we have to fight ngiyaweza ama voice impela nje uthemo oqala nje bengithi nje hayibo kwaze kuthi umsakazi wami konakelephi wahohoza kanti ke hayi izimpi vele esangazo nakhona la emsakazweni onamandla kakhulu so nje izwi ke nje lokugcina the word of wisdom kubona bonke ababhala ngabuya baqongisa ibindi ngabuya baxwayisa siyacela nje ukuthi usiphe Cosmos
so kunento engayizwa noma engayitshelwa during matric ethi winners are not different people but are people who do things differently so okusho ukuthi in order to be a winner kumele wenze izinto ngendlela ehlukile okuyindlela ehlukile efana nani if you are studying akumele ube umuntu automatically break ayithathe ko WhatsApp ayithathe ko TikTok noma ko Facebook but kumele ube umuntu mhlawumbe othathi walk abuye azoqhubeka nokufunda ngoba lezi zinto ze social media ziyaye zisidla isikhathi esiningi kakhulu when uvula ifoni yakho ungena kuma settings ungena kuma applications uzobona ukuthi there is a lot of time owaspenda kuma applications angekaza kusize empilweni ngoba njengoba sila inhloso yethu ukuthi sibe nexasa eliqhakazile sibe ne future bright so engingakusho ukuthi njengoba kuyi exam awukukhohlwe ileyo phone ukuthi iPhone noma iAndroid uzama ukuthi ufocus ekuthenini uthola amamaki amahle udistinction awuqhamuki ke noma kanjani but uqhamuka ngokuthi uthandaze bese uyafunda ngaleyo ndlela uzowuthola lokho engingakusho.
Thank you so much. There was the word of wisdom. Mr. Chichonji, kodwa nje ukuthi utshale nje igama to ababhalayo kusasa after SSJ the cosmos. I've learned a lot from Cosmos kuloko akushilo because I'm part of those abathi mangabe thathi break bangena ma social media inkizwe yami yaphuka lapha yana I got distracted ngicina sengizibuza imbuzo ekhona lapha ukuthi uyenzelani lento lapha ngihlangana kephi ngoba mina ngabe ngiyafunda so there are some distractions we should avoid as ama students so iliphi nje mhlambe ke ongalitshala ekugcineni Mr. Chichonji.
Okay, so what I believe in is proper preparations prevent poor performance. I think echoing on the words that Mr. Cosmos said, being adequately prepared, and also I think just having your own style of doing things, your own style of studying, your own style of notes, summary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also in the way we balege is mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking it's difficult, but thinking that I can actually do it and I can overcome.
Yeah.
I think that's the winning mindset. The winning DNA must be there in a person.
I love that winning DNA.
Okay. So I think that's it for me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to all of our listeners. Ukuhlala nathi ekusuka libumbili ihora libumbeni ihora leshimi till this final hour here in MUT Radio Shape and on the future. Kanti ka this was MUT Interfaith Table with the PTG patrons and also umzalwane wase Chichonji Untando Ndimande sinayo ke nosibonelo and friend khona le msakazweni othola amandla kakhulu. May the Lord of grace be with Jerusalem ungcine nje unprotected isonto lonke and also ababhalayo nami ke njengomsakazi ngiyathanda nje ukuthi may the good God be with you uNkulunkulu nje ame by your side ngelothi kaNkulunkulu ehosha inkemba kamoya yizwi likaNkulunkulu idabule whatever a plot of darkness as beshilo ke bafike bazane behohoza besho ukuthi hayibo besilwa izimpi zakomoya besilwa izimpi ezinamandla so ke nami ngisho njalo ngithi nje nawe la ukhona nje dabula nje ngomthandazo because uNkulunkulu ke usiphile ke igunye lokunyathelinyo kanawo fezela namandla phezukwa wonke amandla sitha wathi ke asoze sonewa iluthu wathi asikho nesikhali esibekela abangcwele siyophumele ulimi olusivukela uliyakwahlwa that is our faithful Yahweh, our faithful Redeemer, our faithful God. So phuma ke ngayeke uNontokozo Mkhize khona la emsakazweni wethu namandla akho till we meet again.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.